Today, the RBA will tighten more. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, with the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, on Tuesday evening, the RBA Governor Lowe spoke following today's surprise decision to increase the cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.85%. Well, when I say surprise decision, I of course was expecting the rise because I've been listening to what he'd been saying and indeed what the minutes from the meeting last time actually told us. So the surprise was not in my mind that significant, but many of the other analysts did seem generally surprised and the markets reacted accordingly. Now, against the backdrop of that decision, the governor observed that there was still a very tight labour market. There were elevated services and energy price inflation, and also he referred to recent increases in house prices and also the weaker Aussie dollar. And if you read what he said and also the notes from the meeting, the RBA does retain a tightening bias, saying that further tightening of monetary policy may be required. Since last November, in fact, we've been expecting the cash rate ultimately to be above 4%. And I think that there will be one further hike at least, possibly in July. That will be after the update to the national accounts, when we also get unit labour costs, and also the annual minimum wage decision. So I think we are still in a situation where the risks are skewed to a higher terminal rate over time, but as always, of course, the RBA's reaction is necessarily unpredictable, and frankly, the timing of future interest rate moves may be uncertain, but at the moment, I don't see any rationale for a cut in rates, unless, of course, recession hits and there is a bit of an emergency change of direction. Now, that may happen, but at the moment, the forward indicators are actually not necessarily pointing that way. And in fact, in his prepared remarks, Governor Lowe outlined the key rationale for the surprise rate hike at the meeting. He noted that since pausing the hiking cycle in April, the RBA observed that there was further evidence that Australia's labour market is still very tight, that services inflation is uncomfortably persistent abroad, and asset prices, including the exchange rate and house prices, are responding to changes in the interest rate outlook. And it's worth noting that that was a consideration that was omitted in today's post-meeting statement. Now, Governor Lowe noted that while the first quarter 23 CPI confirmed that inflation has peaked and goods price inflation has slowed, services and energy price inflation is still high and likely to remain so for some time. And he also noted the worryingly persistent services price inflation overseas, which of course will lead to higher inflation here. In terms of the timing of rate hikes, Lowe noted that the board remained committed to return inflation to target within, quote, a reasonable time frame. And while the RBA does not need to get inflation back to target straight away, nor can we take too long about it. And looking ahead, Governor Lowe reiterated the forward guidance that some further tightening of monetary policy may be required to ensure that inflation returns to target in a reasonable timeframe. Lowe noted that the RBA will pay close attention to developments in the global economy, trends in household spending and the outlook for inflation in the labour market. Nothing new there. Now, there were several questions in the Q&A. They were all a little bit Aunt Sally, frankly. But one interesting point was on whether today's decision to hike was unanimous among the board. Lowe noted that April's decision to pause was finally balanced, and the board considered the same arguments today, but the balance tipped the other way. and Lowe noted further evidence of strength in labour markets and inflation as the key drivers for the decision that the board reached a strong consensus that it was time to move again. And on the specific time frame to bring inflation back to target, Lowe indicated the RBA expected inflation to get back to the top of target range by the middle of 2025. Yes, 2025. And that this will be a good outcome alongside a modest increase in unemployment to around 4.5%. And Governor Lowe noted that trying to get inflation back to target more quickly would involve more family stress and job losses that would outweigh the benefits of low inflation. So you can see here that the RBA is definitely still thinking about a tightening bias. They're not expecting rate cuts anytime soon, and that means the markets need to readjust their view in terms of forward interest rates. And I'm afraid at the moment, I still think the markets are being overly optimistic, maybe hopeful, and they're not listening to what the governor has been saying. And the inflationary pulse that is still running through the economy is still broad-based, is not coming back down anytime soon, which means you have to expect interest rates to stay higher for longer. And it's worth noting that the ASX 30-day interbank cash rate futures implied yield curve is now showing higher rates through to September and October, and a rate of 3.785 in December. And then, of course, they're expecting rates to slide next year. Again, I think that may be too optimistic, but we'll see. Anyway, the bottom line is this. If you are one of those who are expecting instant rate cuts and a significant fall in mortgage rates, you may be disappointed. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.